Drive into summer savings at Burr Brothers Tire and Service with unbeatable discounts on all major tire brands like Goodyear, Bridgestone, Firestone, Pirelli, and more. Visit any Burr Brothers today because these summer tire deals are hot and won't last long. Burr Brothers Tire and Service. Complete auto care done better.
BYU fans, join me, Tim Hughes, and Amanda Dixon for stories that affect our jobs, taxes, and families. Utah's Morning News, each morning between 5 and 9 on KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Tim. It's Cougar Nation live here on KSL News Radio. Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte. It's your show, Cougar Nation. Hey, this is what? Hopefully not the penultimate show. Hopefully we got a couple more shows in the can here on Cougar Good Nation point. Every single Monday. We don't want this thing to end, but this is the show for you where you get a sound off on BYU basketball and make your voice heard. 801-575-8255. Call in, weigh in on this BYU team and the run they can potentially make in the NCAA tournament. We got a caller right now, 801-575-8255. Linda on the show. Linda, how far is BYU going to advance in the NCAA tournament?
I hope all the way. I really do.
What gives you hope that that's going to happen?
I just think that we've played real well during the season. I know we've lost some, and we lost the last one, and maybe we'll go. I think we'll go anywhere from Sweet 16 to Final Four, or hopefully to winning it. I'd love to see that. And I was really impressed with their attitude about. They didn't seem real concerned that they didn't get a 5 seed or in Salt Lake. And I was really impressed with the way they just took it. You know, they were just excited to go to the NCAA tournament.
Thanks for the call, Linda. Really we appreciate that.
Thanks.
Good stuff. Good stuff from Linda, as always. And I think that is a good point, too, is – I'm sure there was some disappointment with the 6 seed, Mitch. You just got to put that away. Yep. Now it's about, like you said, matchups. It's about playing your brand of basketball. That's something I love about this team, too, is that they have a clear identity. Just lean into it. Do what you do. It's not so much about the opponent. It's about taking care of the ball. It's about making threes. It's about playing good defense. You do that, you can beat anybody in this field. I filled out a bracket yesterday, and it's hard because there's – so many teams that are capable of going to the Final Four, and yet there's not – you look at UConn as a team that, oh, that might be an obvious path to win it all. Mm-hmm. Only 4 of the last 15 teams that have won a national championship, Mitch, have even made it to the Sweet 16. Mm. It's not often that teams repeat. The last team to do that was Florida, and that was a long time ago.
2007.
Yeah, so the field is wide open for anybody to make noise in this tournament.
I love that. And, again, Cougar Nation, we want to hear from you, 801-575-8255. Do you feel confident that BYU can make a run to the Sweet 16? Because I got to say, you know, BYU has not been in the round of 32 since Jimmer Fredette. And the last two times that they've been to the second weekend, the Sweet 16, they had the best player in college basketball, Danny Ainge, Jimmer Fredette. It's hard to win games in this NCAA tournament. You have to win at least one. And let's dive into our takeaways, or excuse me, our trending up and trending down to size up more about BYU's potential path in the NCAA tournament.
Cougar Nation, trending. What's trending up and what's trending down this season?
This BYU team has just got to play loose, and as you noted, Matt, lean into who they are. And for me, I'll start things off trending up for BYU. They bounce back and in a hurry. They do not let one loss turn into two. They've got 4 consecutive games this year where they bounce back and won the next game. And you hope that becomes the 5th after the loss to Texas Tech last week, which I think left a lot of Cougar fans and someone like myself watching that thing courtside maybe raised a little bit of doubt, but still, I do believe in this team and their resilience. I think they bounce back in this one, and I think they'll have a quick turnaround. What's your trending up?
Health. I believe this before the Big 12 tournament, and I'm sort of glad it played out. Ask me this question next week, depending on what happens this weekend. But I like that this team is going to have a week off. And you know, Ali Khalifa had a little ankle injury in that loss in the Big 12 tournament against, gosh, how am I already forgetting? Texas Tech, geez. So I've been looking at so many teams on this bracket. I'm forgetting teams. Anyways, he's got to be healthy. This team needs to be healthy. I like that they had just a week off. Now, maybe there's a little concern that you'd be a little rusty to start, but I'd rather have that than have played four games in 4 days and be banged up going into this tournament. So I like the way that this team's health is trending currently.
And with Ali Khalifa, Mark Pope did tell BYU TV today that he expects to have his full roster available on Thursday. Ali Khalifa has been dealing with a right ankle injury that he suffered against Texas Tech. It was pretty swollen. I mean, it was, and he had admitted that it was painful, and that's why he sat out that second half. But he should be able to play. I mean, is he going to be 100%? Probably not. But he's going to be able to go. And I feel like BYU's offense is at its best when Ali Khalifa is on the floor. And that's not a knock at Foose. Foose is outstanding. And it's kind of this unique dynamic with BYU where I love the kind of the enforcer role and the ability to get baskets in the paint that Foose provides. But part of you feels like the true identity, the true essence of this team is on display when Ali Khalifa is part of that five-out look that BYU brings on the floor when he's there. So Ali Khalifa is an important piece if BYU is going to make a run. What's trending down for me, I feel like there's not much that I feel like it's just, oh, no. Like, if this happens, it's doomsday for BYU. Like, I could go to the three-point shooting after Texas Tech, but I think they're going to bounce back. I do. I think they're going to hit 10 threes against Duquesne, at least. I really do. I think BYU will have a nice bounce-back performance. I think just what's trending down is always just the fear of the March Madness in the NCAA tournament. Now, none of the history matters to this team. Like, BYU's failures don't matter to this team. And honestly, I don't think any of these players really care about BYU's shortcomings in the dance. But it's just one of those stages where you lose to this Duquesne team, it could really negate some of the good things you did build this year because of that logo and because of the seeds. You better win this game because it could be a real bad look for BYU because no one looks at Duquesne and says, that's a great team. They're getting an 11 seed almost because it feels like the committee was so fed up with scrubbing the bracket and because of all these bid thieves, they're just like, just throw them in the spot. We were going to put VCU and say, let's call it a day,
yep,
and we're done with this. So you better win this game, and because I feel like that could be a real sour note on what's been an epic season for BYU.
Trending down for me, Mitch, the NCAA selection committee. I just could not believe they got the 17th overall seed in the committee's eyes, but yet they get a sixth seed. And here was Coach Pope earlier on BYU being the only team that was not seeded correctly based off that 68 team ranking.
It seemed like a significant bump. You know, you would think if it was a no Sunday, you know, you would think there's going to be one or two Saturday five seeds. But, you know, I think out of the top 36 teams, we're the only team not seeded correctly based on the NCAA, the selection committee's list of how they rank teams. But again, guys, the only thing that matters to us is we're in this thing and we get a chance to go play and we're playing against a great team and we're going to try and go play great.
He goes on to say one of those five seeds is Gonzaga playing in Salt Lake City. He did have a comment on BYU not being able to play inside the Delta Center.
I was actually really excited about that. I thought that there would be a five seed in there. And like I said, we were the number one five according to the selection committee. Mostly, I'm just disappointed for our fan base. I think it would have been really special for Cougar Nation to be able to be there in that gym. So certainly kind of had hoped that that's where we would end up.
I feel bad also for the Cougar Nation, members of Cougar Nation that bought tickets, and now they're kind of torn. They're like, well, I don't really want to go to these games in Salt Lake. I mean, it's still March Madness, but you're like, I want to watch BYU and maybe enjoy the rest of the games. I don't know if I want to go to the Delta Center and watch those games. But, I mean, that's the challenge of March Madness. I mean, you're kind of forecasting. And the nice thing about BYU is you can kind of zero in on the certain cities that they could play in. As our producer Nate Slack informs us that he sold his tickets last night. So good on you, Nate, getting yours on the secondary market. I'm sure Arizona fans will gobble up some along with Gonzaga fans as well. But, you know, I just think that that would have been epic to see BYU in the Delta Center because, oddly enough, Matt, the last time BYU beat a single-digit seeded team in this tournament happened in Salt Lake. That was in 1991 at the Huntsman Center. So having the home crowd behind them would have I think really helped, and almost I would have felt confident saying lock of the century, BYU's getting the Sweet 16. But hey, it wasn't to be. Now you got to go make it happen in the East region.
I need to move on from it, but I just can't figure out how that didn't happen. They're the 17th overall ranked team in the committee's eyes, and Salt Lake is sitting there for you.
It's totally Sunday play. And even Clark Kellogg from CBS, he noted the committee chair saying Sunday play played a role. And I just, they are not going to make any sort of movement for any team that's similar or higher than BYU. BYU's going to have to take the hit. And, you know, again, it's a self-inflicted deal.
But it's bullcrap when you're the top seed on your seed line. That's the problem.
You just wish that there was a feeling of you played in the toughest conference in America. We're gonna make it work for them. BYU played a good schedule.
There was nothing to make work. You move Kansas somewhere else, and BYU gets the 5 seed in Salt Lake.
In this whole gaming the net system from the Big 12, allegedly. No, BYU played a good schedule. They beat the ACC tournament champ. They beat some teams in the Pac-12. I mean, BYU tested themselves. They are battle tested going into
the NCAA
tournament.
We can't. That's not a valid argument anymore because teams like the Big 12 and the SEC and the Big 10, they play harder and more conference games than other conferences do just by having more teams in the conference.
Next year, BYU's going to play 20 conference games.
Why would you load up
with 11 tough non-conference games?
Yeah, it's a good point. All right, news, traffic, and weather coming your way. We'll be back with more. Taking your calls, 801-525-575-8255. We'll get to some of your calls on the other side.